It was smiles and compliments as US President Trump welcomed Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. Meeting in Washington, the two men discussed economic cooperation and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And just weeks after imposing what Trump called tremendous sanctions on Russian oil and gas, the US president has given Hungary a one-year exemption. Orban, who's a longtime Trump ally and critic of Western support for Ukraine, made his case and welcomed the decision.
It is not possible to secure Hungary's energy supply and to provide affordable energy to Hungarian families and businesses if sanctions continue to be imposed on two key pipelines. We looked at the issue and we asked the president to lift the sanctions. We asked for two pipelines to be exempted from all sanctions.
International Monetary Fund figures show Hungary relied on Russia for 74% of its gas and 86% of its oil in 2024. It warned that an EU-wide cutoff of Russian natural gas alone could force output losses in Hungary exceeding 4% of GDP. Trump agreed that Hungary needed reprieve from the sanctions because of its landlocked position. He also accused other European countries of buying Russian oil and gas for years.
The oil. It's a great country, it's a big country, but they don't have sea, they don't have the port. And so they have a difficult problem. But when you look at what's happened with Europe, many of those countries, they don't have those problems. And they buy a lot of oil and gas from Russia. And as they know, I'm very disturbed by that because we're helping them.
Shortly before Friday's exemption announcement, Ukraine's President Zelensky said they cannot let Russia profit from energy and said they would find a way to ensure no Russian oil was in Europe.